This podcast is for adults only. It contains themes of a sexual nature that aren't suited for younger listeners. If you're below the age of consent in your area, please stop listening now. Hey folks, and welcome to the 21st episode of my podcast. I know it's been longer than a month, but you'd be surprised how hard it is to get to your recording equipment when you've been hijacked to an alternate female-dominated dimension. If you missed the first part of this story, it's on episode 20 of this podcast. That episode and all the others will always be available on my website, arterotica.com. That's arterotica.com. So, where was I when I last left off? Oh, yes. Bent over a horse, stripped naked, as a female police officer was about to plug me. Meanwhile, a sexy, busty young woman was busy teasing me. So, let's get back to it, huh? Is she doing it? The busty young woman asked as she looked me right in the eye. Is she shoving that fat plug up your ass? I looked back at her and moaned before I managed to say, no, she's fingering me. Look at you, the young woman said, handcuffed and caged, getting fingered in front of an audience like a cheap little slut. All I could do was moan again. How many fingers are up your ass right now? The busty young woman asked. Two, I moaned. You need more than two fingers to get ready for that plug. Ask. No, beg her for more, the busty young woman ordered me with a smile. I tried to say something, but all I could do was moan at first. Then I managed to beg, oh, more, please, more. Behind me, the crowd cheered and the officer laughed. You want more? The officer teased. Move that ass and work for it. Embrace your inner slut and shamelessly hump her hand right out here in public, the busty young woman said. When I hesitated, she undid a couple buttons on her blouse, jiggled her tits at me, and said, do it, and I'll let you hide your face in here. While staring into the depths of her inviting cleavage, I began to move my ass as best I could. Good little man, the busty young woman said as she rubbed her chest into my face. Oh, yeah, the officer said with a laugh. There's the slut I knew you were. My dick tried with all its might to get hard inside its little cage. The cold, unrelenting steel just squeezed it tighter, which only drove me crazier. As I wildly humped the officer's hand, my caged dick and balls flopped around shamelessly for everyone to see. The busty young woman in front of me grabbed me by the back of the head and pulled my face right between her tits. As my face sunk deeper into her soft tits, the officer plunged a third finger deep inside me. I moaned in utter surrender. The busty young woman leaned back just enough so that she could see my eyes above her tits. Yes, that's what you need, isn't it, baby? She asked as she stared right into my eyes. Stripped naked, your little dick caged up tight, and your ass stuffed full by a woman in charge. All I could do was look back at her pleadingly as I was practically fisted in public. She chuckled and said, don't worry, honey. We know just how to take care of guys like you. Then she stuffed my face back into her tits. Actually, the busty young woman said, you're lucky we're in public and you're bent over a horse, or it would be my ass I'd be smothering you in. When I moaned into her tits at that confession, she said, oh, you like that idea, huh? I could strap you down tight into a queening throne and smother you in my ass and pussy while I sit comfortably on your face for hours. I just moaned again and she laughed and said, maybe I'll have to bid on you at that auction after all. Then she kissed me on the forehead, stepped back, jiggled her tits for me one last time before putting them away and walked around to the other side of the horse. I didn't have much time to think about any of that, though, because just then the officer spanked me once really hard. The spank made a huge echoey sound in the street, and the officer said, come on, you're supposed to be fucking me back like a good little slut. With difficulty, I was able to, sort of, spread my legs and raise my knees to give me more leverage. This allowed me to move my ass up and down more. The crowd cheered as I humped her hand and my balls flopped around, which gave my audience a real nice show. Such a dirty little slut, isn't he, ladies? The officer asked as they hooted and hollered. She let me debase myself like that for a few minutes more. Then, as the officer took her fingers out of my ass, she said to the crowd, I think it's time we plug this greedy little ass, don't you? I felt her rub the plug up and down my ass crack as she said, Get ready, little man, because here it comes. She pressed the tip of the plug against my aching little hole. By now, I was out of my mind horny, and my ass felt empty. I wanted that plug inside me. I needed that plug inside me. My dick throbbed inside the cold metal cage as I pushed my ass upward towards the plug. The shape of the plug kept it from going in very deep. I'd need the officer to push it in for me. Look at how he's dying for it, the officer said to the crowd. Then to me, she said, Oh, little man, you're going to be groveling at your new mistress's feet in no time. Now, is there something you want? I humped the plug a few times, but when I couldn't get it inside me, in a whiny, desperate voice, I begged, Yes, please, please, just put it in me, please. You mean you want me to stuff this plug up your slutty little ass? She asked innocently. Yes, yes, please, plug me like the dirty slut I am, I begged. Yeah, she said, sounding very pleased with herself. They all break in the end. Then she slowly pushed the plug into me. Thankfully, the fingering she had given me had warmed me up. The plug stretched me wide, but it went in painlessly. When the plug reached its widest part, she fucked me with it for a while. I moaned and moved my ass in rhythm with her motions until she pushed it in all the way. It popped inside me and filled me up. Desperate for stimulation I could no longer get from my locked-up dick, I flexed and squeezed my ass down on the plug to feel it even more. Now that's all a man should wear. Handcuffs, a butt plug, and a chastity cage, the officer said with a laugh. As long as his tongue is free, the rest of him can be tied up tight for all I care, someone from the crowd yelled. There were a few laughs and cheers to that. Okay, on your feet, little man, the officer said as she gently shoved me off the horse. Once I landed on the ground, she said, Now, I want you to thank as many of these ladies as you can for watching. Kiss their feet and beg for them to come to your auction. Yes, ma'am, I said, realizing I would have to face a crowd of strangers, naked, plugged, and caged. It was one thing to be plugged while facing away from them, but now I would have to turn around and look at them right in the eye. I knew there was no getting out of this. The officer would be only too happy to punish me if I even dared to hesitate. I slowly turned around to face the hungry crowd, who had seen every moment of my humiliation. There must have been at least 20 women looking at me. All of them were dressed from head to toe in nice, stylish clothes, while I stood there naked, handcuffed, plugged, and caged. I have never felt so vulnerable and excited at the same time. My dick throbbed like crazy in its little metal prison. I took a tentative step closer. The women at the front of the crowd smiled at me as I stepped up onto the sidewalk. I moved towards the nearest woman and slowly sunk to my knees a few feet before I came up to her. It seemed like a bad idea to walk up to her face to face. I walked on my knees the rest of the way. With my hands cuffed behind my back, I knew kissing her feet would be no easy task, but I knew better than to disobey the police officer. Well, that's all for this podcast, but the rest of this installment is on my website at arterotica/nfc4.html. That's arterotica.com/nfc4.html. Or just go to my free art gallery on arterotica.com and you'll see the link in the New Femdom City section, where you'll find the rest of this month's free installment. And last times as well. There's no tricks, no funny business, no hard sell or page full of annoying ads, just a free story. Of course, while you're on my website, you'll find the rest of my ebooks, complete with free previews of each of them for you to read. And by the way, please read the previews. It really is the best way to judge if the story is right for you or not. Many of the books on my site will come with bonus chapters that you can't get anywhere from any other store on the internet. The price is the same, or in some cases a little cheaper, but you get extra content when you buy directly through me. All the transactions are handled through PayPal, so I don't even see your financial information. That's their deal. I handle the dirty stories, they do the money stuff. But I get it. I do. Some people are really just more comfortable buying from the big stores. So, on my site, you'll get links to my books on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Google Play, Smashwords. They're all at the bottom of each book page. My website also has a free femdom art gallery full of naughty pictures, short stories, animations, a comic strip or two, some of which have free micro stories that go with them. So check it out. I'm sure there's something there to entertain you. Oh, and one more thing. And don't forget, this podcast can always be found on my website as well as Spotify. Just check the podcast page on the right-hand side. Thanks again, and I hope to see you next time.